You're listening to the most powerful radio show in the universe.
Since it's live, sometimes you get moments like these.
Don't be butthurt.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh, my God.
Shut up.
Really?
Would you stop?
I'm done. No, you're not.
Yes, yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
Stop.
No,
you're throwing crap at me.
You guys gang up on me all the time.
We make fun of each other all the time. Throwing crap at me.
You're waking up in the morning with the Buck and Deck Show with Baxter.
So, Robert, we got an email from your girlfriend, Kate, and she wanted to talk to us about something. That's why we called you this morning to see if you would talk with us on the air. And we've already spoken to her about her situation. And don't worry, she's not cheating on you or anything like that. This isn't Cheater's Hotel. But she wants to talk to you about something that's very important to her. You cool with that?
Oh, sure.
Okay. All right, Kate?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Robert. I just wanted to say that we've been together for 5 years now, and it's amazing, and I love you so much. And I know that money can be hard for you sometimes, so I went out and I bought us engagement rings, and I would really love for us to get married. So, will you marry me?
Oh, no.
We just talked about this.
No.
We just talked about it.
Like, Kate, you can't do that.
Hold on. Hold on. Robert, what do you think of that?
I don't really know if that's the best idea. I mean, she bought me a ring?
She did. Yeah.
She bought you an engagement ring.
She got two rings.
Actually, we like to call them man engagement rings. So she got herself one, and then she got you a matching one.
I guess technically it could be your wedding band, but nonetheless, yeah.
So you don't want to marry me?
I mean,
please, no!
At this point, not yet, no.
Been together 5 years.
Yeah, you've been together for a while.
It just seems a little emasculating, you know? I mean, I figured
I agree.
I'd be the one to decide, you know? I mean, you know, kind of with kids all day at school when I'm at work, and then, you know, don't really know if I'm ready to jump into something like that.
I'm feeling a little sad for Kate right now because she was super excited and she was all sweet and full of love when she proposed, and now he's like totally shooting her down.
It just sounded so wrong, you saying those words, Kate.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't have said those. Those aren't your words to say.
I will say, though, I'm kind of with Buck. I do feel bad for you, Kate. I get that you had the best intentions.
Yeah, and she was all sweet and
I get
excited.
That. Yeah, that's awesome.
Your delivery was great.
It was.
Just
kind of stole my thunder, though, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, well, do you at least love me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Robert.
Robert.
You paused, then he said,
"Go on."
Oh, jeez.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who was that?
It was genuine. It was a genuine response.
The world-famous Buck and Deck Show with Baxter.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Sean, we're the dating masters.
No, we are. We're the date masters.
We're the date masters.
And we're going to help you master this date.
It didn't sound as cool when he corrected you.
We're going to help you master date.
We're going to master something today.
Huh? Did you get that? Did you guys get that?
I didn't. Wasn't even listening.
I wasn't listening either.
Yeah, I was just thinking about you correcting me.
Master date?
Pissed me off.
It didn't sound cool when you corrected him. Like, he's made him sound like a
master date?
I don't understand what you're saying.
All right.
Sounds like you're speaking Russian.
Dang it.
Sean, hold on.
We're going to get Piper on the phone. Her name is Piper.
Good song.
Very appropriate song, too.
You're just tuning in. It's the Date Masters at work. Turn your radios up. Let's do this.
This is Piper.
Hi, Piper. Buck, Dex, and Baxter. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We're calling you this morning because we got an email from a gentleman by the name of Sean. Sound familiar?
I've been dating him kind of lately.
Yeah, he said you guys have gone out on 4 dates and he enjoys your company.
Yeah, he's great. I really like him.
Yeah, so the reason why we're calling is because Sean actually sent us an email and he has something that he'd like us to talk to you about and see if we can try to help him shed some light on.
Okay.
He says you guys have a lot of things in common. Movies, music, food. You're both kind of... Yeah. He appreciates the fact that you're kind of a techie for a girl.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Yeah. Love, love, love.
That's what he said. And he said every time you guys go out, you're wearing Google glasses.
Yeah, of course. I love those things. On, I just got them. I'm addicted to them, totally.
Apparently.
Have you ever tried the Google glasses before?
I never have.
I have.
They're great.
Yes.
It's awesome. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Like, if I was in this room with these two guys and we were trying to do the morning show and I had those on my face,
we wouldn't be able to do a morning show.
I wouldn't be paying attention. Yeah. All I'm saying is I think you could take them off for a couple of hours while you guys spend time together every once in a while.
Well, I wasn't trying to be rude, but, like, I mean, come on. He knows I'm into tech. Like, I wish he would have said something to me. I mean, I thought he liked it. Seems like we were having a good time.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because he is with us right now and he can say what he needs to say to you.
What?
Yeah, he's on the phone.
Sean.
Hey, Piper. I guess, like I said, like they were saying, I didn't really realize the extent that you're using these things and I feel like I'm, you know, being kind of ignored, you know, like I guess... Like, I'm all, like, I love tech and everything, too, but I feel like when it's you and I, like, it should be you and I.
Oh, come on, it's not 1982. Like, we're living in the technology.
Because then you'd have a Discman on or a Walkman.
If she doesn't get rid of the Google glasses.
Do you want her to get rid of them?
Well, I don't want her to get rid of them, but I just want to be like, if for the 2 hours that we're on a date, that, like, maybe it's just, you know, the 2 hours that we're on a date. It's not, you know... me in the world.
I really like him a lot, and I don't want to screw this up, you know, because, I don't know, I really like him, but, you know, I guess that it wouldn't be that big of a deal for me just to leave him home for a couple hours.
Not a big deal at all, is it?
Cool.
No, but that means he can't be on his phone either, because let's talk about how sometimes he checks his phone, he'll put it away, but it's the same thing, isn't it?
You hear that, Sean?
It is.
That's a deal, man. That's a deal. I will leave it in the car or at home. Or wherever.
Okay. Yeah, compromise. Look, you guys are sort of doing it already.
See there? The date masters. Or master daters.
Master daters of dating mass.
See there? Sorry. This is going to... I can see this relationship going on.
Well, I like him, and I think he likes me, so that would be good, I guess.
Well, he likes you enough to email us. Try to help him out.
I'm glad you guys let us help you out with this. You've been dated.
Previously on the world famous Buck and Deck Show with Baxter.
God
damn it.
Oh no!
Blame you, Buck. This is all your fault.
Oh, what?
This is all your stinking fault.
Stinking stupid.
Now John's addicted. My kids are addicted.
I don't get it.
You just gotta flap the birds through the pipes, bro.
I believe you're being paid to show us a good time. When does it start?
The world famous Buck and Deck Show with Baxter.
And I just ran out of gas.
Seriously? You did?
Thank you so much.
I'm so sorry.
This isn't even not once, not twice, but 3 times we had a conversation about the beaver needing gas before you left. I didn't ask you to fill it, but I just said, hey, if you want to make it to Bible study and back. And give me, like, some sort of, like, ability to take our kids to school in the morning, you might want to get some gas. $5, that's all I ask. I mean, really? That's, seriously?
Leslie, let me ask you a question. When he when he puts gas in the car, does he only put $5 or does he fill it up?
He puts just whatever. He rarely fills it up. I'm usually the one that gets in the car, and it's usually on empty.
Wrong.
And I have to get the gas myself.
Does he
so
make,
sorry.
Does
both
he,
cars,
does he
both
make
cars.
You change the oil this in the car, sucks. Too?
Yes, I do the oil changes. I do the washes. I do the maintenance most of the time. He's gotten an oil change with the Rover maybe twice since we've owned it.
I failed.
You better go pick your wife up.
Yeah, you might want to get off the air and go pick your wife up.
I'm sorry, Leslie.
That would be great.
Where are you at, Leslie?
Somebody.
Where are you?
I'm right by the kids' school, or Caleb's school.
Do you want all of us to come?
You know, I might feel more comfortable with that. Because
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I don't have an excuse.
You know, letting fuel-injected cars run out of gas is really bad
really
for them.
Really bad, especially those high-performance ones like that Schmermerin and W you own.
I'm sorry. I'll be right there.
Do you have a gas can, Dexter?
I have to stop at the house to get the gas can.
You might want to hurry.
All right. You should go.
Guys, I appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, love you.
Not you, Dex, but you guys.
Ah, damn it.
All right, well, bye.
Bye.
Good luck.
All right. I'll see you guys in a little while.
See you, bro.
What? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
The world-famous Buck and Dex Show with Baxter.
You can Google it. It's worth a Google.